بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه says, once we walked with a janazah in the company of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Reaching the graveyard, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم sat at the side of one qabr and he said, no day passes over the qabr wherein it does not announce in a very eloquent and clear voice, O son of Adam, you have forgotten me. I am a house of solitude, I am a house of strangers, I am a house of horror, I am a house of insects, I am a very narrow house except for that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes me to expand. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the grave is either a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah or a pit from amongst the pits of Jahannam. Hazrat Bara bin Azib radhiyallahu anhu says, we were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the burial of one janazah. Reaching there, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat by the side of one qabr and he cried so much that the ground became wet. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, brothers, prepare. That is, prepare for this day when you have to go into the grave. Abu Hamid Laffaf Rahmatullahi says, whoever remembers death excessively is honored with three things. Number one, he repents quickly. Number two, he is content with his wealth. And number three, eagerness and attachment is created in his ibadat. On the other hand, whoever is unmindful of death is afflicted with three punishments. Number one, his repentance from sins is delayed. Number two, he is unhappy with his income, that is, he also always considers it to be meager, no matter how much it may be. And number three, laziness is created in his ibadah. We heard yesterday how valuable our amal, good deeds will be when we leave this world, that even in the qabr they will form a guard, a barrier from any punishment that wishes to enter the qabr. This sentiment has been echoed by Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one hadith too, where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثِ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ يَرْجِعُ إِثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ يَرْجِعُ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُهُ. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Sallallahu was explaining this according to the custom of that era. That the custom was when a person is taken to the qabristan to be buried, then together with him go his family, his wealth, and his amal, his deeds. By wealth we do not mean cash, rands and cents, dollars, etc. But the wealth of the Arabs was in their livestock. So the family, like today also, will go to the qabristan to bid farewell to the deceased. So the family used to go. Then the wealth, meaning the person's livestock, his camels, his sheep and his goats, they also will be taken to the qabristan. And obviously, together with him is amal, his deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when the person is buried, then two things return from the qabristan and one thing remains with him. The two things that remain are his the one thing that remains is his amal, his actions, and the two things that return from the qabristan are his family and his wealth, his livestock, to be distributed amongst the inheritors. So he also, Nabi Sallam, explains that the only thing that will provide solace and comfort in a qabr will be a person's deeds, his amal. Another juncture where a person's amal will be appreciated, his good deeds will be deemed to be very valuable, that on a day of Qiyamah, when the scale of justice will be erected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that point of time, every person's amal actions will be weighed. That scale will have two pens, one pen to carry his good deeds and the other pen to carry his evil deeds. If the pen of good deeds outweighs the pen of evil deeds, that will signal that the person is successful. Allah, through His grace, will enter him into Jannah. On the other hand, if the pen of evil deeds is heavier, that person will go in the opposite direction into Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala mentions this in the Quran too, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Then on a day of Qiyamah, we will erect the scale of justice, and no one will be oppressed, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. If a person did a minute action, even to the size of a mustard seed, even that will be presented to put onto the scale of deeds to be weighed. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, we suffice as reckoners. We will take accountability on the day of Qiyamah. So at that point of time, to a person will appreciate every little good deed that he carried out in this world and sent forward, deposited for the Akhirat, that will be brought before him and put in a scale wherein the deeds will be weighed. As far as weighing of the deeds is concerned, this hadith or this ayat of the Quran mentions وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ, that we will erect scales of justice. Allah Ta'ala mentions this in a plural. Why in a plural? According to some commentators, there will be a separate scale for every single person. Every person's deeds will be weighed in his personal, individual scale. So there will be many, many counters of scales. Other commentators say there will be a separate scale for every separate action. For salah, there will be a separate scale. For roza, a separate scale. For other deeds, there will be a separate scale. For that reason, it's mentioned in the plural. But most commentators say that there will be only one scale. And the reason why Allah Ta'ala uses a plural form in order to show the enormity and the magnitude of the scale, is how huge that scale will be. So in order to express the enormity of the scale, Allah Ta'ala uses the plural form. In one hadith we hear, when Nabi Sallallahu is mentioned, as far as the scale is concerned, Nabi Sallallahu said to this effect, that لَوْ كِفَّتَان لَوْ وُضِعَتْ فِي إِحْدَاهُمَا مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا لَوَسِعَتْهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ السَّلَامُ, that this scale will have two pans. Each pan will be so huge that if the heavens and the earth and whatever is contained between the heavens and the earth is put into that pan of the scale, that scale will be sufficient to carry all that load. So this shows that each pan of the scale will be of a huge volume to carry the amal, the actions of mankind. So on that day, we will appreciate the amal, the good deeds that we send forward to be weighed in the scale of deeds. According to some ulama, what will be weighed on the scale will be our books. That is a book of deeds, which was written by the farishtas, by the kiram and katibin, that the farishta on the right notes down the good deeds, and the farishta on the left notes down the evil deeds. So this is noted in registers, in journals, and these journals will be placed on the pens on the day of Qiyamah. Proof of this is the Hadith al-Bitaqa in Tirmidhi Sharif, where it is mentioned that a person will come to have his deeds weighed on the day of Qiyamah. 99 journals of evil deeds will be placed in the pen of evil deeds. And each journal will be so voluminous, so huge, that a person will not be able to see the end of that book. In other words, it will be so thick, he will not be able to see where, how far that book is stretching. So 99 such journals of sins that he committed will be put into the pen of evil deeds. So this person will feel that definitely I am a failure, I am doomed to damnation, and he will become despondent. Allah Ta'ala will question this person, that look into your book of deeds where the sins are written. Have my farishtas, the scribes who noted down the deeds, have they oppressed you in any way? He will admit that, no, Ya Allah, they have not oppressed me. He will admit and he will confess that every deed recorded here is factual, it is true, and I have committed all these sins. He will not be able to deny. Allah will then ask him, Alaka uzrun, have you got an excuse, any mitigating factor, whereby you can put a bargain of plea, and maybe you can swing the matter in your favor? Have you got any excuse? He will say, no, Allah, I have no excuse whatsoever. I am guilty of all these sins. So you will feel that now he is doomed to go into the fire of Jahannam. You will become despondent. Then Allah Ta'ala will tell him that, listen, I have something that I can put into the scale that will favor you, swing the scale in your favor. So you will wonder, what is this? Allah Ta'ala will tell the farishtas, take out a little piece of paper. A small piece of paper will be taken out, on which will be written the Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Allah will say to him that on a certain day, with total sincerity, you recited the Shahada, you recited this Kalima, that will be put into the pen of good deeds. And that little piece of paper alone will be sufficient to outweigh the pen of evil deeds. The evil deeds will rise up and the pen of good deeds will bear heavy. And then Allah Ta'ala will make the decision for him to go into Jannat. After mentioning this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to this effect that Allah Ta'ala's name is heavier than the heavens and the earth, and whatever is between the heavens and the earth, whatever is below the earth, such is the weight and the might and the power of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that because he recited that kalima with ikhlas, with sincerity, that scale will then bear heavy in his favor, and the decision will be made, inshallah, for him to go into Jannat. Another hadith mentioned to this effect, that another person, his deeds will be weighed, and you will find that the pen of evil deeds is heavier. He also will become despondent that I have to go towards Jahannam. In fact, Allah Ta'ala command the farishtas that drag this person into Jahannam. As he is taken away, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam notices this person being dragged towards Jahannam. Nabi Sallam from certain signs will recognize that this is my ummati. The wudu that we make comes in the hadith that due to the limbs of the body that we wash in wudu, our faces become radiant, our hands become full of nur, and this nur will expose and will make itself manifest on the day of Qiyamah. By virtue of this shining face and shining limbs, Nabi Sallam will recognize that this is my ummati. Nabi Sallam will say to the farishtas, do not take him into Jahannam. I will make a plea on his behalf. The farishtas will say, O Nabi of Allah, we have to carry out the command of Allah. On that, Nabi Sallam will then fall prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, going to sajda, and he will intercede on behalf of that ummati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Nabi Karim some to raise his head. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell his farishtas, dragging that person towards Jahannam, that bring him back. He will be brought back. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will walk slowly towards the scale where this person's evil deeds have outweighed the good deeds. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take a tiny piece of paper the size of a fingernail, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi will put it into the pen of good deeds, and then that will bear heavy, it will outweigh the pen of evil deeds. This person will be astonished. He will first of all ask that, who are you? Can you please identify yourself? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi will say, I am your Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Nabi Sallallahu will explain that little piece of paper that I put into the pen of good deeds, on that paper is written Durood Sharif, that you recite on a certain day out of sincerity. The effect of the Durood Sharif will be such that it will outweigh the pen of evil deeds. So this shows to us how valuable our amal are, our good deeds. In one hadith it is mentioned that another person will find that the scale of evil deeds outweighing the pen of good deeds. He too will feel that I am now going to be disposed in the fire of Jahannam. But then a bag will drop down from above and drop into the pen of good deeds. That bag will have sand, it will have soil in it. That will outweigh the pen of evil deeds. So this person will be surprised. He will ask the farishtas that what is contained in this bag that has come into the pen of good deeds, and they will explain to him that every time you visited the Qabristan to bury a deceased person and you stayed until the burial, the soil that you put into the qabr, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum, three handfuls of soil each time that you put, this has been collected in this bag and that has assisted in your pen of good deeds outweighing the pen of evil deeds. So it shows that we should not regard any good deed as trivial. Every little deed can count in a person's favor. In another narration it is mentioned that another person's pen of evil deeds will outweigh the pen of good deeds. But then all of a sudden a cloud will come from above and settle in the pen of good deeds. It will outweigh the evil deeds. You will be surprised. You will ask the farishtas, What cloud is this? He will ask Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will say to him, this was the knowledge of deen that you have bestowed with, which you practice upon and disseminated to the people. By virtue of that, that knowledge has come in the form of this cloud, and it has outweighed your good deeds and swung the scale in your favor. So that is why the hadith also tells us, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. Do not consider any good deed as trivial. Whatever good deed is possible for you to carry out, carry it out, deposit it for the akhirat. It will be useful to you in the qabr too. It will be useful to you on the scale of deeds as well. Hazrat Maulana Shabari Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullahi has mentioned an amazing narration that on a day of Qiyamah, one person will have his deeds weighed. He will find that both the pains are equal, balanced. Neither will the good deeds outweigh the evil ones, nor the evil deeds outweighing the good deeds. But until a person's pain of good deeds do not outweigh the pain of evil deeds, till then that person will not be deemed to be successful to gain salvation. So you will look around on the plains of Qiyamah, multitudes of people, countless of people. He will look for his relatives, for his family. But when they see him coming to look for them, to ask for one single good deed that can tip the scale in his favor, they will actually flee, run away from him. Which the Quran also has depicted, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. That people will run from their siblings, from their parents, not prepared to surrender even a single good deed. So this person will be very, very troubled, very worried. One solitary figure standing in one corner of the plain of Qiyamah, plains of Qiyamah, will summon him and tell him, why do you look so troubled? What is the problem? He will explain his dilemma, that my scale is such that the deeds have been put into one pen, good deeds, evil deeds into the other pen. Both are equal. I need one single good deed to tip the scale in my favor. So this person will tell him that, listen, even though I had iman, I died as a mu'min, but my entire life I spent in negligence. I committed every sin on the face of this earth. I have not a single good deed to my credit, except one that I remember. There is one good deed to my credit, otherwise everything else is rotten, rotten to the core. I cannot gain salvation when my deeds will be weighed. So what is this one good deed of use to me? You take it. He will sacrifice that good deed, give it to this person. He will go happily with that good deed, put it into the pan of good deeds, and the scale will tip in his favor. Then Allah Ta'ala will summon that person who surrendered that good deed and summon this person as well. Allah will say to this person whose good deeds have now outweighed the evil deeds by virtue of the single deed given to him, Allah will say, on the basis of adla, you go into Jannah. Allah will say to the other person, on the basis of fadla, you go into Jannah. That you deserve to go into Jannah because now the pain of good deeds has outweighed the pain of evil deeds. And you, even though by virtue of your deeds, you do not deserve to go into Jannah, but because of this act of compassion that you displayed, out of my fadl, out of my grace, I decree that you too go into Jannah. So it shows that no little deed should be overlooked by any person. Every good deed should be acquired and deposited for the akhirat. We learn this from our pious predecessors, how much they valued their good deeds. We read in the hadith that one person, every Muslim, has certain rights over another Muslim. Among those rights, tashmitul atis, to reply to the sneeze of a person. When a person sneezes, if he says alhamdulillah, to say yarhamukallah. On one occasion, Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi, the famous muhaddith, who had memorized, committed to memory approximately 600,000 ahadith of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from that memory bank of 600,000 ahadith, he then sifted through those ahadith and handpicked a few thousand ahadith which he recorded in his book known as Sunan Abu Dawud, which is a magnum opus in the science of hadith. And this man, being a scholar, sincere person, how many nights he must spend in tahajjud, in ibadat, gaining the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking part in every form of good deed, yet look at the one seemingly trivial deed upon which Allah ta'ala granted him forgiveness. He was walking along the coastal belt and a ship happened to pass by. There were passengers on the ship. One passenger happened to sneeze and he said, Alhamdulillah. So immediately that hadith came to mind to Abu Dawud rahmatullahi that Nabi Sallam has taught us when a person sneezes, says Alhamdulillah, we ought to reply by saying, Yarhamukallah. But that ship was already sailing away. So the only way he could catch up, he saw a man with a little boat. He said to the person, can I hire your boat? I wish to catch up with that ship that is just passing the coast and sailing very slowly. So the man said, yes, I can take you on my boat, but it will cost you money. To hire the boat, I will charge you about 2 dirhams. He said, no problem. I am prepared to pay the 2 dirhams. He paid the 2 dirhams and he went along with the little boat, reached that ship by means of some rope. He managed to clamber upon the ship. He went onto the ship, made inquiries that who sneezed a little while ago and said, Alhamdulillah. One person owned up. He went up to that person and said to him, Yarhamukallah. No sooner that he replied, Yarhamukallah, he heard a voice from the unseen telling him that, Ya Aba Dawud, فَقَدْ اشْتَرَيْتَ الْجَنَّةَ بِدِرْحَمَيْنِ That, oh Abu Dawud, today you have purchased Jannat with a mere 2 dirhams. So look at this deed, seemingly trivial, yet Allah Ta'ala sometimes uses these little actions as an excuse for a person's salvation. One scholar of hadith, busy writing down hadith, in those days, people did not have ball pens or fountain pens as we possess today. If a person wished to write something, he would take a twig, sharpen that. He would have a little ink in a bottle. He would dip that twig, that so-called makeshift pen, into the bottle, write for a short period of time. When the ink would dry up, he would dip it again, write further. So this muhaddith, scholar of hadith, was busy writing down hadith. When he dipped that pen into that ink bottle and he raised the pen about to write on his paper, suddenly he heard the buzzing of a fly. The fly came and settled on the nib, on the tip of that pen, and he thought to himself, this fly is perhaps thirsty. It wants to quench its thirst. It is sucking from the ink of the pen. So he thought to himself, if I make a slight movement, the fly will go away, it will not be able to quench its thirst. So he remained absolutely motionless for a short period of time until the fly could drink from the ink and quench its thirst. At that time the hadith of Nabi Sallam went through his mind when Nabi Sallam says, Ar-Rahimun yarhamuhum ar-Rahman tabaraka wa ta'ala irhamu man fil ard yarhamkum man fil sama, that those who show mercy and compassion for one another, the being that has control over the entire universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show compassion upon this person. Nabi Sallam then says, they show mercy upon the creation of Allah, Allah will show mercy upon you. So he showed mercy upon this little fly, allowed it to quench its thirst. On that Allah ta'ala decreed his forgiveness. Seemingly very trivial act. In the hadith of Bukhari Sharif, a man on one of his journeys was extremely thirsty. He came upon a well. He noticed there is some water at the bottom of the well, but there was no bucket, no rope to draw water out. But he noticed that the wall of the well was built in such a way, there were certain niches in the wall, certain cavities where a person could place his foot, place his hand, use that like a little ladder to go down to the bottom of the well. So he used those cavities to hold onto with his hands, put his foot in there, used it like the rung of a ladder, and he went down to the bottom of the well. He drank some water. He emerged. When he came up, he saw a thirsty dog licking the moisture around the well. He thought to himself, لَقَدْ بَلَغَنِي هَذَا الْكَلْبِ مِثْلُ مَا بَلَغَنِي مِنَ الْعَطْشِ, that this dog also is experiencing that same type of thirst that I was experiencing. But obviously there is no way that this dog can climb down that wall and draw water and quench your thirst. For the sake of that dog, he went down into the well. He took off his shoe or his leather sock. He filled that with water, and clenching it between his teeth, he clambered up, using those cavities in the wall to come up, and then he placed it before the dog, for the dog to quench its thirst. On this little action, Allah Ta'ala forgave this person. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in heard this hadith, they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that even by being kind, compassionate towards an animal, Allah Ta'ala shows His grace, favor upon a person. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that fi kulli kabinin ratbin ajrun aw kama qala li salatu salam, that even if you look to the need of an animal, any living creation of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will reward you for that. In one narration we hear about a person who once came upon a cat on a cold, bitter winter night. The cat was shivering due to the cold. He took that cat and he put his sheet over the cat or his blanket over the cat and provided warmth for that cat. On that basis, Allah Ta'ala forgave this person. So we should not overlook any good deed. These good deeds will be valuable for us when on the day of Qiyamah, when the amal will be put onto the scale of deeds, they will find these amal to be valuable. Many a time I mentioned the incident of Mansur bin Bukayr rahmatullahi, who was a great pious personality. In his lifetime, he fasted for about 60 years of his life. Allah gave him long life. Throughout the year he used to fast. Apart from the 2 days of Eid and the Ayyam al-Tashriq, 5 days in the year, we are not permitted to fast. Other than that, he fasted Nafal Rozas for 60 years. Besides that, he performed 30 Hajj. Today it is very simple to go for Hajj. Hop onto the plane in the morning. By the afternoon, you are making Tawaf of the Kaabatullah already. In those days, it used to take months on end just to reach Makkah in order to perform Hajj. So to perform 30 Hajj in that era is no ordinary task. 30 Hajj he performed. He also actively participated in 40 jihads in the path of Allah, fighting the enemy. And apart from that, he gave in charity 40,000 dinars. A dinar is a gold coin. Who has the financial muscle today to give 40,000 Kruger rands in the path of Allah? This is the amount of charity that he gave. But when he was in the throes of death, he was very, very perturbed, very, very worried. People said to him, why do you look so worried? You have carried out so many good deeds. Inshallah, Allah will show you His grace and His mercy. So he replied that I am traversing a path today which I have not traveled on before, going to meet my Creator. I do not know how I shall fare in front of my Creator. So he passed away. After a day or two, someone saw him in a dream and asked him, how did it go with you? He said, Allah Ta'ala forgave me. The person conversing with him in a dream said to him, perhaps your forgiveness was secured because of your 60 years of roza that you kept. Perhaps because of the 30 hajj you performed. Perhaps because of 40,000 dinars you gave in charity. Perhaps because of 40 jihads that you participated in. He replied that no, Allah Ta'ala granted me forgiveness for a little action. One day I was walking along the road and I saw a thorny branch lying on the road. I thought to myself that this will harm a passerby. A person will be inconvenienced if these thorns have to prick his body. So I removed that thorn, the thorny branch from the road. No one else watching except my Creator, except Allah. I removed it from the road for the pleasure of Allah. Allah Ta'ala granted me forgiveness for the seemingly trivial act. So it shows how valuable these amal are. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. This month of Ramadan is a month in which to accumulate amal, as I mentioned yesterday. 70 times our nafal actions are even multiplied. Let us utilize the opportunity, the few days and nights that are remaining. Let us secure our forgiveness. This is the month of forgiveness, the month of Allah Ta'ala showing mercy upon us, the month of emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Let us pour our hearts out and make dua whenever we find the opportunity, that Allah Ta'ala must forgive our sins. Think of our past, All the sins that we have committed, one by one, let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when the month of Ramadan goes by, inshallah we have a clean slate and we get the tawfiq and the ability to lead our future lives in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.